Thank you. God bless you. God is good all the time. All the time.
God is good.
I thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity the Lord has given to me to join with you this morning, exalting His name and worshiping the holy and holy God in our lives.
Amen.
I extend my heartfelt thanks to Pastor Brain for giving this wonderful opportunity, and also I do extend my heartfelt thanks to the leadership team of this church for allowing me to share the infallible word of God this morning. This is my third trip to USA, and this is my second visit to this wonderful community Bible church. Though I was not in touch with Pastor Brain, but we do remember and praying for this church, because I had a wonderful warm welcome 2 years back. I really thank dear brother Silas Paul and sister Sudha for connecting me to this wonderful pastor and congregation here. And just yesterday I arrived to New Jersey. Actually, I arrived like 3 weeks back to America, been ministering in North Carolina, California, Florida, and Virginia, and finally arrived to the destination. Tomorrow, I'm going back to India. So please do pray for me and pray for the ministries back in India. Someone said it is very hard to stop a young man with motorbike and an Indian pastor with mic. So definitely I'll stick to my time. I know that I'm in America. I don't take much time. I would like to bring forth a small exhortation from the God's word this morning. If you have Bibles, kindly turn your Bibles to book of Psalms, Psalm number 28, verse 7. Psalm number 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise Him. In other translation it says that my heart greatly rejoices in Him. There is a big question the people ask in this world, whether you live in India, America, Russia, China, Africa, anywhere. Especially the young people who are doing their studies in universities, they bring this question to us. When you go to the villages, the farmers, they bring this question to us. When you meet some people who have got involved in the business, they bring this question to us. Where is God? I don't know whether you have come across some people in your life that who ask this question to you, but I have come across this some people who ask this question to me. You know, in India, the rivers are being named by Hindu gods and goddesses. As you all know that India is the second largest populated country. We have 1.3 billion people. We have 2,172 official languages that the people of India, they do speak. 70% of the population in India, they live in villages. Most of the village people, even they never heard the gospel even one time in their life. God gave us a burden to reach these villages. That's why we call our ministry Win Our Natives. We started this ministry in the year 2002, and God blessed this ministry and made this ministry as a blessing to many. And by now, God enabled us to establish 62 churches in northern part of India, in southern part of India. It is not by our might, it is not by our power, just because of His grace we are able to do these things.
Amen.
I just want to let you know, there was a river by name Ganges. You know, the people of Hindus, we have 85% of Hindus in India. They believe that whatever the sin they commit in their life, if they go and take a holy dip in one of the river, they believe in their heart that their sins are washed away. So they commit the mistake, they commit the sin, they go to this river, take a holy dip, and they believe that all their sins are washed away. So most of the people, they make a pilgrimage journey, travel to these holy rivers they call. One day, there was a woman, a lady crying at the bank of this river. Many people are just passing by, nobody notices that. They heard that there was a lady crying, but nobody approached her. There was an evangelist passing by. He heard the cry of this lady. He approached her and asked her, "Ma'am, do I know why are you crying and why are you so depressed?" She said, "Sir, I have a husband. He was bedridden for 2 years. I took him to many hospitals. Doctors couldn't able to diagnose his sickness. I ran out all my money. One day, Hindu priest came to my house and told that if you can offer one of your child to goddess Ganga, definitely your husband would be well and he would be healed." By believing these words of this Hindu monk, she took her 6 years baby. This was the incident happened, really taken place in the India, in the northern part of India. She took her 6 years baby in her hand, walked into the water up to her waist. She dropped the child over there, believing that I am sacrificing, offering my child to God whom I believe. And she walked to the bank of the river. She walked to the shore of the river. Because she is a mother, carried that baby in her womb, started beating her chest and crying aloud, "God, where are you?" When these words were said by this woman, evangelist was surprised. He was astonished. He asked, "Where did you drop your child?" She pointed the place. He ran into the water. He searched for the baby. He couldn't able to find. He came back, started speaking to this lady about Jesus and the love of Jesus. The question she asked him is, "Sir, where is God?" I approached a lady who lost her husband, her son, within a 1 week of time. As we could read in the Gospel Luke, chapter 7, there was a lady who lost her husband and son in the city of Nain. Same way, in a place called Bhogapuram, there was a lady, she lost her husband and son within a week time. Myself and some of the church members, we visited her house. She was on tears. She was very much disappointed. She was on shock. And the question she asked me, "Pastor, where is God?" One day I went to Mumbai. I preached in a small church. After the preaching, few people has come forward for prayer. Young girl who is like 20 or 21 years age, she asked me, "Pastor, this is my first time coming to this church. I was sold by my own cousin to the prostitute house for many years. Even till today, I do not know where I have come from, which village I belong. But I have a question all the time, where is God?" So this is not only the question people ask in India, but all around the globe, students from university, people who are working in the farms and fields, people who got involved in the business, people who are very much educated, people who are illiterate, all these people having a question, where is God? Some people, they believe that God existed, but they do not know where is God and where is his existence. But do you know, Psalmist Asaph, he gave praises to God. He sung a song to God saying that, "God, we give thanks to you because you are nearer to us." In English translation, it says that your name is nearer to us. But when you go to the Hebrew original translation, it says that we give thanks to you, O Lord, because you are nearer to us. So God whom we worship this morning, God whom we believe, God whom we serve, he is near to us. Apostle Paul, when he went to Athens, the city where the scholars has come up, Socrates, the great scholar, Plato, the great scholar, Alexander the great scholar, all these has come from the city. When he went to that city, he was moved in his heart. In Greek translation, it says that his intestines were gripped by some pain. Such a way he moved in his heart when he read that we are offering these sacrifices to the unknown God. They are very scholars. They are very wise men. But they do not know where is God. And Apostle Paul, he called the people of the city and he proclaimed saying that God, I want to introduce, God who created this heaven and earth is not far away from any one of you. So this morning I would like to let you know, God whom we are worshipping is not God staying in the temple. He's not God who is living on the mountain. He is not God just walking in the valley. He is a God nearer to us. He is not far away from any of us. So if you are going through some distress in your life, if you are going through some disappointment, some crucial time in your life, I want to encourage you this morning. God whom you trusted, He is not far away from us, He is nearer to us. And I would like to bring forth the attributes of God. When God spoke to Moses, Moses asked God, Lord, if I go to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, what shall I tell to him? If he asks me who sent you, how I can represent it to you, how I can tell about you, then God said that I am a God of I am. He took that message and God spoke very crystal clear way to Moses. You tell to Pharaoh that I am the God who sees, who watches over you. Because he said that I have seen the struggle of the people of Israel. So God whom we believe in our lives, He is a God seeing over us. Every moment, every minute, He is watching over us. He is taking care of us. He is protecting us. He knows everything that we are passing by in our lives. Even He knows the feelings of your heart. He knows the thoughts of your hearts. So God is a God not only watching our outward appearance, but He's also God watching our inward appearance and inward thoughts in our lives. He knows our agony. He knows our pain. He knows our disappointments. He knows where we need strength in our life. He knows everything. He's a God who is watching over us. And again He said to Moses, Moses, I have heard the cry of the people of Israel. So which means, our God only not watches over us or sees us, but He also hears our prayers, hears our supplications. Wherever you cry unto Him, He hears our prayer. Wherever you just cry in His presence, He hears our prayer. One day, with our Bible college students, we went to a village. This whole village believe in astrology. The women, they practice palm reading. They go to the town early in the morning, they do the palm reading, they make money. When we went to that village, the village never allowed us to enter into the village, proclaim the gospel. And we just stayed outside of the village. All our students, pastors, we laid our hands towards the village, we prayed. While we are just getting into our bus, a couple has come forward and asked, Pastor, would you like to pray for us? They were so disappointed in their hearts. They said that we want to end up our life. We want to commit suicide because we both were traced out that we are HIV positive. We are suffering from a sickness called AIDS. We don't know that we may die within 2 or 3 months after. But we know that Jesus is a living God. So we believe, please pray for us. We prayed, we went on. After 2 months, they just came to our church premises and they said that, Pastor, we went for a blood checkup and doctors were surprised to see our report because there was no HIV positive. When they check up their blood, Doctor surprised to see that there is no HIV positive. Again, they did the recheckup. But again, after a week, they found that there was no sickness of HIV positive. It is not in the hands of the pastor to heal. It is not in the oil which brings the healing. It is not in the kerchief that brings the healing. It is a faith. Do you know wherever Jesus performed miracle in the lives of the people, he was always moved in his heart by their faith. Remember, God would never move by our need, but he always moved by our faith. A God whom we worship, a God whom we believe, a God whom we serve, he is a God who watches over us. And also, he is a God who sees us. I would like to tell how David was rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. He says that my heart greatly rejoiced. This morning I would like to let you know. Do you know your identity in Christ? When I came here, when I went to mobile shop to get a SIM card for my phone, they asked me, may I have your ID or SSN number? I told that I don't have that, but I have a passport. They said, okay, give me the passport. They took that as an ID and they just entered into computer. They gave me the SIM card. So most of the time we are worrying about our ID in our lives. We want to see that our name should have great reputation. We want to see that people should recognize us. We want to see that I should have some good fame, good name. That's all good. But have you ever thought in your life that what is my identity in Christ? We have some identity in a church. We have some identity in our town. We have some identity in our community. That's all good. But have you ever understood what is your identity in Christ? We are really privileged people because God is stooped down to this earth. He identified himself with us. Before we identify with him, he said that, I am the God and I am the Father of you. You are my son and you are my daughter. So he identified himself with us. One day when pastor was preaching the word, young man got a question. Right after the service, this young man approached pastor and asked, Pastor, you always preach very well. But the thing is, sometimes you tell lies when you preach. Pastor was surprised. What was the lie I told to you? He said that he always tells that blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse the sins of the people of this world. Do you know we have like 700 over billion people lives in the space of the earth? How come 9 or 10 liters of blood, Jesus was 33 years when he died, right? How come 8 or 9 liters of blood can cleanse the entire people of this earth? Then pastor took him outside of the house. And he asked this young man, have you seen this son? When you born, do you see that the same son or son has been changing? He said, no. Since I have born, I have seen the same son. Is your mother had seen the same son? He said, yes, my mother had seen the same son. Is your grandparents had seen the same son? Yes. So the same son can give a light to the Americans. The same sun can give light to the Chinese. The same sun can give the light to the Indians. He said, yes, we believe science says so. And it's proved that only one sun can give light to the entire people of this globe. Then he said, pastor said to this young man, I don't believe this. How come one sun can give light to the entire people of this world? He was so surprised, the young man. And pastor told, my dear child, if one son can give the light to the entire people of this world, God who created the earth and heaven, God who created this universe, how powerful is he? Is one drop of the blood is enough to cleanse the sins of the entire people of these nations. Amen. So this morning I would like to encourage you. David, he realized, he recognized what is he in Christ. Many times we are very much bothered to know who am I on this earth. What is my identity? What is my identity in my community, in my family, in my church? But this morning, have you ever thought in your life that what is my identity in Christ? David, he recognized his identity in Christ. That was the reason he was greatly rejoicing in the presence of God. Do you know David declared that I am his asset and he is my owner. So this morning we need to realize that we all are property of God. If you have a piece of land, what do? Sometimes you go and watch over whether anybody is trespassing or the piece of land is in good position or not, right? If we are so much concerned for the land which we have, how much God who created the whole universe is so much concerned for us. We all were made in his own image. So he is just watching over us. He is so much concerned towards us. So as David realized, we need to realize in our life that we are his asset. When God saw the gold, when God sees the diamonds, when God sees the silver, when God sees the beautiful nature, he was never satisfied. But when God has seen you and me, because we were made in his own image, and he was very joyful in his heart. So we are valuable to him. For us, sometimes we think diamonds are so valuable, gold is so valuable, the riches of this world is so valuable. But God is saying that for me, you are valuable. You are costly than gold. You are precious than the diamonds. What a privileged people we are. David realized this thought in his life. I am his property. I am his asset. And God is my owner. And second thing, being a shepherd boy, David knows how to lead the sheep. Whenever sheep was wounded, David knows how to put the oil and put the bandage over this wound. If David could able to take such a consideration towards the sheep, David realized that how much my Father in heaven, my God, my Lord in heaven would take care of me. Then he believed in his heart that I am his sheep and he is my shepherd. What a wonderful realizing that David had in his life. That was the reason, even though he was a shepherd boy, even though the king of Israel been after chasing him, want to kill him, even though he had gone through a lot of turmoil, he was hidden in the caves, walked in the forest because his own son is after him to kill him. But still, his heart was rejoicing in the presence of God because he knew who he is in Christ. I tell you, if you can know this secret in your life, no persecution, no problem in your life would stop you. Nothing in this world can separate you from the love of God. David was such a great man. He was after the heart of God. He said that, I am his property and he is my owner. I am his sheep and he is my shepherd. And third thing, David realized in his life that I am his son and he is my father. Do you know, father and son or father and daughter's relationship is very unique, right? One day, a girl and father went to a shop. Dad said to her daughter, you can take the chocolates as many as you can. But this daughter kept quiet. Father thought that might be she didn't listen my word. Again she said, darling, my daughter, you can take the chocolates as many as you want. But she still kept quiet. Then father thought that might be she is thinking some other thing. He opened up the bottle. He took the chocolates in his hand and given to the child. While they are driving back to home, father asked her, I told you to take chocolates as many as you can. Why you did not pick up? Then she said, father, if I take some chocolates with a small hand, I can pick up 5 or 6 chocolates. But if you put your hand and take, I got 15 chocolates now. So do you know how loving our Father in heaven is? We are thinking that we can be satisfied with the small things. But God is saying that I have more for you. I have more blessings, more abundance. I wanted to extend your territories. I want you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. Many times we ask the Lord, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me. But do you know God is already blessing us? When you realize that you are son and daughter, you are truly blessed woman and man on this face of the earth. But God is asking you to ask Him, Lord, make me a blessing. Make me a blessing like Abraham. Make me a blessing like Isaac. Make me a blessing like Jacob. Make me a blessing like Apostle Paul. Make me a blessing like one of the disciples of yours. So God is set you apart to be a blessing for the nations. God is calling us to be a blessing for the nations. So this morning I would like to encourage you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. We are the assets and He is a wonder. We are His sheep and He is a shepherd. We are His sons and daughters. He is a father. Do you keep quiet when something harm is taking place to your son or daughter? No. We really lose everything. We really try to save them from every danger. How much Father in heaven is loving you. Maybe you are disappointed this morning in your life. Maybe you are thinking that where is God? I'm going through a tough time in my life. I lost my dear one. Whom I trusted, they really disappointed me. Maybe I lost some finances in my business. If you have such thinking in your heart, remember, God is not far away from you. He is nearer to you. He is only asking you, take a step of faith. Just call unto me and I will answer you. That He is our Father in heaven. He is not far away from us. He is nearer to us. He is close to us. Before I conclude the sermon, once again I extend my heartfelt thanks to Pastor Brain for giving me this opportunity. I ask you to pray for the nation, India. Every day, remember, just for a moment, for this nation. You might have known Compassion International, very big organization. In India, they cancelled the license of Compassion International. Now, there is no Compassion International in India. Now, they are fighting with World Vision in the court. They want to cancel this FCRA for to the World Vision also. 22,000 Christian organizations' license had been cancelled within the 2 years of lifetime, 2 years of span. So a lot of persecution is taking place. But God is still protecting us and is delivering from the hands of the devil. So all the pastors, evangelists, missionaries, Christian organizations, not only in India, in many places, persecution is going very high. Hostility is going very high. So we, being a family in Christ, we should support one and each other, pray for one and each other. God blessed us with 5 acres of land. We have orphanage. We have a Bible college. We have a vocational college for girls. We have a private school where the children from rural villages, 160 coming and having education right now in our campus. And God also given 40 pastors in our ministry, 62 churches been serving the Lord in different places in northern part and southern part of India. So we need your prayers for this ministry. This is a faith-based ministry and God is taking me to different places to present the word and present the need of the ministry. Above all, we need your prayers. If God willing, Pastor Brain may visit to India sometime. And he can bring a team to India so that most of the pastors can be encouraged. And body of Christ would be strengthened. We need your prayer support. And remember, if you and I believe, India can be saved. And the body of Christ all around the globe can be prepared to meet King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you one and all. God bless you. Pray for me. And my wife's name is Glory. We are blessed with 3 daughters. Susanna Mercy, she is 16 years old. And Nimisha, she is 11 years old. And Christina, yesterday was my youngest daughter's birthday. I miss her. I miss the birthday celebration, but I am in the Father's work. So she turned 9 years old. Pray for us. Pray for the ministry. And if God speaks to you, you can be a blessing to this ministry for the expansion of the God's kingdom. We also involved in a television ministry because the public meetings are not, the government is not allowing us. God gave me an idea to start a channel, a local television channel, 24/7. It's called Kingdom Television. So even in YouTube, you can go to Kingdom Television, you can see some of our programs and sermons. And this ministry is being a blessing to many people. So please do continuously pray for us. Remember your identity in Christ. We are His asset. We are His sheep. We are His sons and daughters. May God bless these words in our hearing. Amen.
Amen.